Hi, welcome to Rich Dreams Express. I'm Penelope Polly. Today we're going to give you an excerpt from this week's Quantum Masters meeting. It's something we've never done before, and we just want to give you a taste of what those meetings are like, and it's just a little 5 minutes of our time with the Quantum Masters, and Quantum Masters are folks that have taken the Quantum Selling Program and are using it in their life. So enjoy, I hope you find some inspiration, and have a great week. In our lives, as we are watching, if we are open and responsive and attuned to the world around us, you will constantly see confirmation that we are connected.
If you ask for a confirmation, you'll get it. Absolutely.
We are interconnected. All things, all people, all energy, all of us. And that's the basis of quantum selling. And quantum selling helps us remember how important those connections are.
You see, the original author of things on quantum selling was really Leonardo da Vinci. He said this, learn how to see. This is a course on seeing the truth about yourself and about others. Learn how to see. Realize that everything is connected to everything else. We are all connected. Now, this is an expression of a community of connection. That's what quantum selling is. That's what these calls are. It's a community of connection. You want to become more successful? What you do is place yourself in the place of the connection with other people, like on this call, because you are raising your consciousness when this happens. It allows things that you desire to come into your life to come into your life. That's the importance of this.
Yeah, as we combine our energies, we raise each other up. I was picking something up with my hands just this morning, and some runes. Dave sometimes does rune readings, and they were spread out on the ground. I don't have big hands, and I picked a scoop up with one hand, and I picked a scoop up with the other hand, and I couldn't get the other ones in my hands until I opened my hands together and held them open together. Then I could hold double what I had before. When we come together in an open setting like this, we have more capability. Our cup is bigger and then can be fuller as we open up to each other. And that's what connection is. It's about finding the way to allow a more full expression of ourselves through a connection with someone else. I just pulled out of the book this morning, quantum selling is the process of making conscious and effective what we do unconsciously and ineffectively all the time.
My gosh, that's good. Who wrote that?
You got to be seeing. You got to be looking and paying attention to what's out there and remembering at all times that it is our connections that is empowering us.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So we're going
this is the hardest thing that anybody can do in reality is to ask for help. We face this every day of our lives. We think we're okay with that, but most people are not. And most people are not okay. I'm not okay, and I gotta admit this, with asking someone to give me a lift somewhere. Yes, my car breaks down or something. I've gotta do it all myself. I've gotta be in charge. I gotta be taking care of these things. It's kind of an overt and pretty mundane thing, but because I had the experience this week having lost a key. But in all aspects of your life, you often find, if you look and be honest with yourself, that it's hard to ask for help. And when you're going in the portal, you are supplicating. You are not in charge in the portal. You are part of this gigantic universe, more so than you realize in your mundane life. You are an integral part, an atom in a giant complex, and you're asking for help from a higher power, from another authority, from a supreme consciousness. You're asking to be endowed with just a little bit of that, and to have, and to share. If it's in business, you want to share so that you get them to come in. What we often find in business when we do this is when you go in the portal and you tell people about your business, and be demonstrative and pitch it like you would a sales pitch, you're pushing them away. It's only when you go in there and just share from your heart. Let them know what you do, what you want, and how you can help them, and bless them, and invite them in. That's how it works.